Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Simen Tov Kuf Yud Dalet, and we begin with Sif Dalet on the second line. And the Mechaber writes, Ner Shekova, if you have a candle that went out, V'rotzit Lahadliko Boba Yom, and you want to relight it on Yontif. So Mutter, you're allowed to do so by Lachtoch Rosh HaPsila, by cutting off the little bit at the top of the wick, which is crusted, Kidei She'enoach Lidolik, in order that it should be able to light better. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nechav Zayin, Dimrotze Lohochid Al Yom Acher, if you were to do this not for Yontif lighting, you do this to be ready for the next day, Afilo Yontif Sheni, even if the next day is Yontif Sheni, then it would be awesome because you're now allowed to prepare on Yontif for another day. Sivkot Nechav Ches, but you are allowed to cut it off for usage on Yontif, to cut off the top part of the wick. Klomer, Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber was telling us, Hapsila Hanisrefes, you can cut off the little bit of the wick that has already been burnt. For Lochashib is that tikkun mona, this isn't considered that you're fixing it, the Meshemeser Agacheles, that you're cutting off over here the little bit of charcoal type wick. Avolachtoch Bechli Miguf Hapsila, but to cut off an actual piece of the wick, so that would not be allowed because that would be misakin mana. You're now creating a new wick as opposed to just chopping off the little part that is not allowing you to light it. As we will see, in Sifyur, the Mechaber says that same idea. Now the Rama adds, and he says, Haga, vishiyure shemen upsila, the leftover oil or the wick, mutarin, that is allowed to be used, afilu biyontif achar Shabbos, that can be used on Yontif after Shabbos, or Shnei Yom Tov Shavu Shana, or even on the second day of the Shnei Yom Tov Shavu Shana, we don't consider that it's somehow Shabbos preparing for Yontif, or the first day of Rosh Hashanah preparing for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and this is brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of many poskim. What exactly are we talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sivkot Nechav Tes, wrote Salomar, what the Ramah is telling us here is, Lafuke, as opposed to Midasa poskim, those poskim that hold, Shesfir Lehu, Dim Kavu Bishabbos, also Lad Likud Achakach Biyontif, that if in fact they went out on Shabbos, it would be forbidden to go and light them on Yontif. Of course, you can't light it on Shabbos, but on Yontif, you'd be allowed to light it. But if it went out on Shabbos, we don't allow you to light it on Yontif. Why? According to those poskim, the Ramah is not holding like those poskim, but these poskim hold, v'cheinim kovu b'yom tov rishon shel Rosh Hashanah, also liku b'yom sheni. Same thing, these poskim hold that if it went out the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to light it the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because that lighting it prepares it. We know that there's a beautiful minhag that people, husbands go and light their Shabbos candles for their wives and then put them out, so when the wife lights it, the Shabbos licht will be easier to light. So to over here, this opinion, not like the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah explains, that's why the Ramah said it, because this opinion holds that when it was lit on Shabbos, it went out, it was lit on Rosh Hashanah the first day and went out, it's making it easier to light the second day. Kamash v'lon d'shori. So this Chiddush that the Ramah is telling us is he doesn't hold like that, and you'd be allowed to go and do this. Deir Shu footnote number 24 explains what I just said, and he tells us that when it was lit previously, it's going to allow you to go and more easily light it the second time. So that's why this more machmir position says you can't use the wick that was lit on Shabbos, even though it went out, and now it's on Yontif, or on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it went out. Now you're using the second day of Rosh Hashanah because it's been mechin, so to say, Shabbos, or the first day of Rosh Hashanah, has been mechin for another day, which is not allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Ayin Le'el and Sof Simon Tov Kufalat, Mishnah Berurah, Mashik Osavnim, Zeh B'Shem Achronim, the Lechachila Tov Lachmir. There he says it's better to be Machmir in this situation, like this more Machmir opinion. However, Akoponim, you're Lahadlik Apsilos Mitzad Hasheni. But even this more Machmir opinion says that if you are going to light it, you can go and light it on the other side, where the fact that it was already lit won't really facilitate its being lit a second time. Now we go to Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Ner Shel Batola, a candle that has no real purpose for it. That's what a Ner Shel Batola is. The Hainu, the Mechaber himself says, Sheino Tzarechlo, you don't need it. So then, also Daliko, you're not allowed to go and light it. However, Avol Shabesa Knesses, a candle that's lit in a shul, however, Lo Choshev Shel Batola, that's not considered a wasted candle, a useless candle, because of the covet for the Besa Knesses. Umutu Daliko, and you're allowed to light such a candle, Afilu B'yom Tov Sheni Achar Mincha. You can even light it late in the afternoon, and Yom Tov Sheni, that's not a problem to light it. The Ein B'zeh Mishum Mechin L'chol, and that's not considered that you're preparing for a weekday from Yontif to a weekday. Why? Shahare b'had l'koso yesh mitzvah li'oso shah, because at least for that little period of time, it's a mitzvah at that moment. Now, let's understand this better by going to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamed. And he writes, V'lomi boya, he's not telling us over here only, emein lo b'havaroso tzorech klal di'oso. He's not even telling us that if it's totally unnecessary, that of course you can't light it. Well, Kama Poskim, in this situation where it's totally unnecessary, Ika was a Chiyuv of Malkus. That would be a lav, and that would be a Chiyuv of Malkus. Ayin Simin Tov Kuf Yud Ches, where this will be discussed, the Mirtz Hashem. However, he's telling us, El Afilu Osezel Le'ezitzor, there is some sort of a need for this Ner Shel Batola, for example, Kigon Laharus Oshro Uprizronosov. He wants to show off how wealthy he is. Look, I light candles, even though I don't need to. I can even afford to waste the money for these candles because it looks pretty. So he's just going to show off how rich he is. So that's a slight reason, not a good reason, but a slight reason. So Kivan Sheino Miskavim is Elitzoruch Yontif, but since that has nothing to do with Yontif, Olitzoruch Gufo Klal, or for the need for those candles specifically in terms of their light, therefore it is Oster. You're not allowed to go and do this. Achein, however, Im Oses Elichbod Yontif, if he's doing it to honor the Yontif, then Pashut the Mutter, the Gamitzviko, then not only is it allowed, but it's probably a mitzvah in that situation. Even though he already lit the Yontif licht, we're not talking about the Yontif licht, we're talking about additional candles that bring further honor to the Yontif. Because by adding additional lights in the house, it makes the house more festive, it makes the house brighter, makes the house in a better light, and therefore, literally, no pun intended, and therefore, in this situation, one would be allowed to do so for sure. But he says this is only v'dafka b'layla. This is only at night when there is benefit in some way from this additional light. Avo b'yom, if you light additional candles during the day when the sun is out and they absolutely provide zero honor to the yontif, b'vaday also b'vay, so then that would be not allowed in your house. The issue footnote number 27 brings down, ukshecho yontif b'erev Shabbos, when yontif comes out on Erev Shabbos, so yontif is Friday, the tzorach lahadlik is nero sa Shabbos b'yom, you're lighting the candles for Shabbos, you have to light them before Shabbos starts, so you're lighting them during the day. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Asa brings down, in this situation, tzorach lahadlikim somach l'chashecha, should light them as late as possible, right? Light them at the last moment, don't light them much earlier. In this way, bisman shi yehanim yorim, you'll get some benefit from their light. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is brought down in Shmir Shabbos Gehilchus and says, no, shein matzu shiuchel lehanos me'or haneros b'sha'azu kisha'or ha'chashmal doleh. He says, you're not getting any way benefit from this because you have the electric lights on. Lefikoch, he says, nochon hadlikon kisha'or ha'chashmal adayin kiboy. You should try to light them when you don't have the electric lights on yet. So you have the electric lights going on a timer. Try to light your Shabbos candles when you know that the lights aren't on yet on Yontif. This would be true on a regular Friday afternoon as well. Ochein, however, he says, Mikra Din, he brings down, based upon the Prima Godim, Shahetu Lahadlik Neros B'Yontif, Kishain Sorach B'Orim, that you're, when you're allowing to light candles on Yontif, we don't really need them for the light. The Heter is Mishum Sheesh Be'etzom, Be'etzom Dlikosom, Kovet HaShabbos, because the basic benefit over here is for Kovet Shabbos. And even though you're not getting benefit from the light, it's honoring the Shabbos. This is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Yiras Moshe. And he says, V'chei nira li be'ar akademis. This will go back and do the Yerusha foot number 26. In a moment, we said the similar idea over there, as we'll see. And he adds, V'shomu Zalman Zatzal, that is, Sha'av shad lokas haneros nasis bi'od yom, even though you're lighting these candles for Shabbos when it's not yet Shabbos, V'od she'yechoshech kitzas osid achashmal idolik. And he says, even though right now there's no light on, because you lit them when the electric lights aren't on, but they're going to go on with your Shabbos clock, and they're going to go on later on. So when it's actually Shabbos, the lights will be on. Kivin she'yitochin she'tis acher hadlokoso, since you're lighting it late, b'yenu me'anero somach chashecha, and you're getting some benefit from them now, before the electric lights go on, in this situation, it's allowed. Furthermore, oh, shekivin shetzorach lahadlik haneros mebojom, since you're lighting the candles before Yontif is over, before Shabbos starts, he talking shenachsheves hadlaka kemitzo shezmana biyom tov dafka. So this is considered something that's a mitzvah on Yontif to light, because you can't light them on Shabbos. He brings up from the Yashiv Zatzal, shekivin shadlok and nasas atzorach halayla, since this lighting is for the nighttime, ain't tam l'sadir shiach hashmal kovui b'shas hadlok. He says it doesn't make any sense that right now it should be the lights off, because the lights are going to go on later on with the Shabbos clock. So what difference does it make if they're off right now? You're not lighting them for right now, you're lighting them for later on, when the electrical lights will be on. Shabbi b'layla b'vadi yadolok, it's going to definitely go on at night, that's when you want the electric lights to go on. So therefore, Rav Yashiv says, "Ela tov l'sader shi'chab ha'chashmal b'meshach ha'layla l'zman kotzer." He says you should make sure that the electric lights go off for a little bit of time, that the licht are lit, that your Shabbos candles are lit, and this period of time, yishazu yenu rak menero, during this short period of time, you'll get benefit only from the Shabbos licht, and therefore it's okay. And be'chashiv b'kach kilu hu'tzrichim esnad l'kotzer. In this way, those candles are needed. Now, In Dirshu foot number 26, he brings down Bismanenu, Shadolek Bebeis, or Hachashmal. In our houses, we have in our Babais, or Hachashmal, we have electrical lights. So how does this lighting the candles really help you at all? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down Shemyesh Ribui or Aydei Haneros, the additional light, albeit it's not much, maybe only 5% of the light in the room compared to the electric lights, Biashba Osam Nikaris, and it's recognizable that they're lit because they're visible on the table. Omdin Haneros Halashulchan Obasamachlob, they're right near the table or on the table. The Garmin Tosefis, or they're adding somewhat, so therefore he says Mutul Alikam Bilel Yantu. That's why we're allowed to light them on Yantu. Because this is a covered yontif as well. On the other hand, Moshe Feinstein, that's how Yigros Moshe disagrees. He writes, "She'ein shum hanos or mehaneros b'mokos shabodolik or hachashma." He says, "Give me a break. You have huge electrical, powerful electrical lights on. Are you telling me this little candle is going to make a difference? The electric lights has 1,000 candle power. This is 1 candle power. How is that going to possibly benefit you?" So he says, the reason why you're allowed to do this, he doesn't disagree with the Pesach. He says, that's not the reason. He says, the reason why, why you're allowed to light the Shabbos licht on Erev Yontif, on Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, Friday Yontif, he says, Ba'oshech Hashmal Dolik, even if the electrical lights are on, he says, Mishum Sheish Be'etzim, the Leikas Haneros, Mishum Kovad Shabbos, because this is a cover for Shabbos. And Kovad Zeh Nechshav Tzorach Ke'achila, and this is like eating, and therefore, this Kovad Shabbos is allowed, and this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zetzal, who adds, Shadlokas Neros Nechshavos Kaminhag Choshev. This lighting is a Choshev a Minhag. Shekibul Yisrael Atzma, that all of Klai Yisrael is accepted by themselves. Even though they don't have any benefit needed from them, this is the way you honor the Shabbos, by lighting the Shabbos candles, even if they're not absolutely necessary, and therefore it is heter gomer to do so. Now, Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'miyesh bris milah b'bayis, if you have a bris milah in the house, shenogim l'hadlik neros, and the custom was that they would light candles in honor of the bris milah, so mistavet debuta, that's also halachically allowed, because the calls that covered the chivav mitzvah, this is all for the benefit of honoring the mitzvah of milah, and you're giving it chashivas by lighting the candles, and therefore that is allowed as well." Sivkot lamed aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, in regards over here to lighting in the Beis Knesset, you're allowed to light in the Beis Knesset, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lo miboy b'layla," it doesn't have to be even at night. Shari yesh kan tzorach mitzvah sayom, because even during the day, it's giving a cover to the Beis HaKnesset. Shim ein neros dolkin, if you don't have candles lit over there, lo yis asu shom om l'spal, then people won't go and want to daven there. El afilu biyom nabibot, and therefore in the Beis Knesset, you're allowed to light these candles even during the daytime. Shehu kavod hamokom, this is the proper cover for the Beis Knesset. Lo shenemar, Kabdu Hashem Bo'urim. You should honor Hashem with the light. Sivkot Lamed Beis. We said that you're allowed to light it even on Yontif Sheni, even if it's late in the day of Yontif Sheni, Achar Mincha. And certainly the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Lamed Beis, V'kol Shekein Kodim Mincha Debotu. Certainly before Mincha is allowed, Shugam Kein Mincha V'Tefillah. That's certainly for the honor of the Tefillah's Mincha. So you're certainly allowed to light it before Mincha, and you're allowed to light it even after Mincha. That's still covered. Then we said, Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Shari, but lahadlakoso yesh mitzvah also show for that little bit of time. There's a mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah explains. Rosh Lomar afilu ain't tzarich li'ar. Even if there's no need for that light, shorei yom gadol. It's the light outside from the day. Afilu hochi ika mitzvah lahadlik mishum kvod beis haknesses. You're allowed to light over here because of covet of the beis haknesses. If you mukvar somach l'chashicha, it's very close tonight. Afilu beveis shorei ledlik. Then you're allowed to light even in your house because you need the light. Dari tzarich lo beos shor. Because at that moment you need the light, even though it's only a few minutes left in yontif. But that moment you need the light, so it's allowed. Sivkot Lamed Dalet, for the Osa Shah for that period of time, Umashma, it's clear from here, Afilu ain't Shom Adam Meves HaKnesses Shari Mehai Taima. Even if there's nobody in the shul, it's still honoring the shul, it's honoring the Yontif, you're allowed to light it. And he says, Ain in the Bir Halacha, where this is discussed in more detail. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Matzal Shari Ba'adlaka So Yesh Mitzvah, he says, the Mishnah Berurah just said, Afilu ain't Shom Adam, there's no person there, and this is based upon the Magen Avraham. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, Uve Emes, Av Shekein Muchach Lich Ora. Even though this is clear from the Gemara in Brachos, the Hechad Aleko Chazana, whom Mishum covered, even if there's no person in the Beis Knesses, it's still covered in the Beis Knesses, and this is brought down in Hilchos Shabbos in Simon Reish Tzadi Ches, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, the Chofetz Chaim says, Ein Muchach Mishom. That's not clear that that's halachically correct. Ela Belayla Hayodokin Ner Beis Knesses Shum covered. It was really at night time that they did this. Avo Beyom, Bishalob Shas Tefillah, but during the day, when it's not during the davening, and there's nobody over there, then we don't see that it's such a clear-cut benefit, a covered for the Beis HaKnesses to light. And he says, look in the Beis Yosef, and it explains the Rosh and the Rashbah, Umucha Shafilu Bayom, Ubishar Sheimis Balim, Afilu Hachal Rosh Ika Mitzvah. They disagree and say, even when nobody's there, it's a mitzvah. However, Mikol Makom, Efshu Demairi, Shiesh Anoshim, Akoponim Shah. But it's not clear that you can say that there definitely was nobody there. Maybe there's some people there, even though it's after the davening, and therefore it's with a covered Beis HaKnesses in that situation. He says, Smash Melchor, Mitchuvus Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that's brought down in the Shibboleth Aleket, the covered Beis HaMedrash, who Gam came, Mishum covered Abrios, that part of the covered Beis HaMedrash is for the covered Abrios that are there. And therefore, according to this, it should only be lit if there are people that are over there. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, I don't know if you should be Mekel in this situation, and therefore it would probably be better not to. With this, we conclude today's shiur.